I am very excited to have in studio this morning Rajiv Pahuja, and we're talking about Diwali, which is a holiday that typically happens, correct me if I'm wrong, Rajiv, but it happens usually in October, correct?
Correct. It happens during the lunar cycle of the moon. It can happen in October or November.
Okay.
So this year, actually, it fell on Halloween.
Yes.
Of all time, it fell on 31st and the 1st, so it fell on 2 days.
Wow.
So it's really great. Next year, it's going to actually fall on October 20th and 21st. So it's a five-day festival. The third day is revered as Diwali.
Okay. And this is what's known as the Hindu Festival of Lights. For people who don't celebrate or don't know an awful lot about this, first of all, welcome. I'm glad to have you here, Rajiv. You are part of a team of, it's called the Team of Continental Empowerment Incorporated. And the work you're trying to do is declare Diwali as a state ceremonial holiday, correct? That's a goal that you've had in mind. And you have seen some towns and cities already make that proclamation.
Correct. And the biggest city, I would say, was Stamford, who did that. They set the model for the whole state of Connecticut.
When did they do that?
They actually did that in February. I had spoken to Mayor Caroline Simmons and the Director of Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, Carmen Hughes. So they both agreed to do this. And with 136,000 residents in Stamford, it's going to probably increase to 150,000 by 2035. And to bring Diwali to that city was very impressive of the way they did it. They had the lights up. They had basically the Diwali sign. I mean, it was remarkable. I thought something I saw out of something at the Diwali at Times Square in New York City. That's how great it became. And we're coming up to the level where New York is at now. And I think we're really pushing this hard. And next year, I'd like to see, as the state legislature opens up next month, the Connecticut State Capitol, I want to see Diwali become a state holiday in Connecticut, a ceremonial state holiday, where if Governor Lamont signs the bill next year, that will be an honor for the whole Indian community. We're waiting for this to happen.
So let's talk about what the holiday is. Sure. For people who are not familiar, like I love to learn, and I was so glad when you reached out to me about doing this story, because I think it's important whether people follow a religion or they don't. I think it's so important that we know what different groups celebrate, we understand their traditions, the importance of them, and recognize them, and understanding, especially if it becomes a state holiday, why it's so significant. So what is Diwali?
So Diwali is the Festival of Lights, and it's one of the most popular festivals in India, right? It basically comes from the Sanskrit word called Deepavali, and Deepa is the lamp, Avali is the rose. So the significance of the rose of the lamps represents the triumph of light over darkness, good over evil, education over ignorance. And basically what we do is, ultimately, good will always triumph over evil. That's what we always say in the state of Connecticut. Diwali is a Hindu tradition. It's a joyous time, for everyone. A lot of festivities. Movies are played out. So we have new movies in India that's played out, right? So we have that Bollywood film. So Bollywood is India's version of Hollywood. So we have a song and dance in Bollywood. So they do that during that time of the year. Right. It's sort of thing like Christmas. Right. So you have the lights out. Same thing with Diwali. I kind of relate the two together, mirror the two together. So people come out and celebrate, with the fireworks. We do that as well. We have small fill lamps called diyas, and they're lit up. So you'd have 20 diyas lit up here. So if we had 20 diyas in the studio, we'd lit them up. And we can have an electric, or we can even light them. In New York, actually, they light them. And so this is something I saw even in New York, how they did it. And it was very impressive how New York did this. And other cities, so Pennsylvania, as they made it a state holiday this year, Diwali, it's becoming so big. Texas then moved on to become a state holiday for Diwali. And so we are going to be, and I'm hopeful that we can become the next state to do this. And it's just a special time where 5 days, anyone can celebrate it. Mm. Anyone can celebrate it. It's a secular inclusive holiday. It's diverse.
So it sounds like it involves almost like a ceremonial lighting. So I grew up half Jewish. So obviously Hanukkah, the festival of lights, but it's 8 days of us lighting a menorah. So with Diwali, is there like a lighting ceremony, or what would people be participating in if they have the day off for Diwali?
So if they have the day off for Diwali, we would basically have electric lights, or we'd light the lamps to basically symbolize what I just mentioned: good over evil, education over ignorance.
Mm-hmm. Light over darkness.
Light over darkness.
Okay.
This is very important. That's what we do in 5 days. So ours is a 5-day festival.
But you would acknowledge it as a 1-day state holiday.
Correct.
Got it.
So if it happens, because it's revered on the third day.
Okay.
That day we would basically see if we can have businesses, you know, give the day off.
Like you would a Christmas.
Like a Christmas.
I see.
And basically that's why we're doing the ceremonial state holiday. If the businesses wishes to do it, we will acknowledge that in the state of Connecticut. If a corporation says, yes, we will give you it off, which has been done. And a lot of companies are now celebrating Diwali, even in the state of Connecticut. We've seen Infosys, or Wrestling Entertainment, ESPN. All the major corporations are doing this now.
Mm.
And they're celebrating Diwali. Even Taylor Brands Incorporated, which is based out in Houston, New York, Texas, where I work, they celebrated Diwali. So this is very popular now.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to make this a national holiday one day. This is something that they're talking about.
We're chatting with Rajiv this morning, and we're talking about the holiday Diwali. And there are actually, correct me if I'm wrong, Rajiv, I think you were saying before, there are some cities and towns. I mean, Stamford just in February of this year made a proclamation to have Diwali recognized as a holiday. And you've had actually several other towns and cities. In 2025, how many were you saying you already are up to? 15? Or?
So we're up to 50, approximately 15 proclamations.
Wow.
In the state of Connecticut. We also got a citation from Governor Ned Lamont and Lieutenant Governor Susan Bicewich. That was presented at the Indian Cultural Center of Greenwich this year.
Oh, wow.
Which was a great, great thing for the state of Connecticut. So we have done very well as a team to really raise awareness, community awareness about Diwali.
Yeah.
In cities that don't know what Diwali is.
And you were saying Greenwich and Monroe both were added to the list as well. Just
yes.
To name some other towns and cities that have gotten on board with this.
Greenwich and Monroe got on board of this, and I was really happy to see that. And from Fairfield County was probably the biggest market I had this year out of all the cities.
Wow.
When we did this year.
And interesting.
I was very, very happy. Fairfield did it, too, for the first time.
Oh, interesting.
And so,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Fairfield actually recognized us for Diwali. And all the, I think all the residents were happy to see that this year in the town of Fairfield. And, you know, to get it in Westport, Stamford, Norwalk, Greenwich. I mean, it was great all the way, you know, close to New York. And I was really happy to see that this year, what we did, you know, under 6 months to accomplish. This is a great accomplishment.
Yeah.
And I think now a lot of, you know, politicians are seeing that, you know, what Diwali's, you know, what Diwali is.
Right.
And we've seen now more videos this year than I've seen in previous years. I didn't see this.
Mm.
So Attorney General William Tong, he put a video up. And I saw Congressman Himes, he said something great. And every year he's at the Indian Cultural Center of Greenwich. So this is really great, you know, what I'm seeing in the state of Connecticut.
It's growing.
I feel like it's growing, and I feel like, yeah, it can be a ceremonial state holiday next year under Connecticut General Statute 10-29A, and Hinduism is a religion under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel like Hinduism and Diwali, you know, is both going to be, you know, even a holiday under Title VII. I believe that. So
we have Rajiv Pahuja here, who is part of the team of Continental Empowerment Incorporated, and they are looking to declare Diwali as a ceremonial state holiday in 2025. My question for you, Rajiv, is, I have this conversation a lot, usually around Veterans Day is when I typically have this, because it's very district to district. Some schools are off, others are not. And so my son's district that he's in, they do not have off for Veterans Day. I actually think that's a real service to our children because they're able to meet veterans. They're able to really acknowledge the day versus him just having the day off sitting around at home or having a babysitter because I'm still working. And I'm curious if you feel like it is more helpful to have the day off, have it recognized as a state holiday, kids are off from school, Or would it be more beneficial to have the schools more on board with teaching about Diwali, really dedicating that day instead of just recognizing it as just another day off for kids, really having them actually understand the traditions and understanding the holiday and being able to be enlightened, informed? Like, I'd rather my son learn about Diwali instead of just having another day off from school. I don't know if you can respond to that.
I think it would depend on the school district. Always it depends on the superintendent of the school or the Board of Education.
Mm-hmm.
I know like 7 of the school districts in Connecticut have that day off. What I would like to see happen in the state of Connecticut is I like to see them educated on what Diwali is. Have a, you know, a Hinduism teacher there, you know, even because in Stanford they have a Hindi school USA. They just built this. And they started this in 2011, and it's grown so much. This past year was at Stanford High School. And I saw about 300 kids performing. It was pretty amazing what I saw with 9,500 residents, Indian American residents, in Stanford, Connecticut. And it grew, and I liked it, the idea that you know, the superintendent was there. I was a guest honoree there for the state of Connecticut just to say, you know, Diwali, you know, could be a ceremonial state holiday in 2025. And I got to see, you know, what was taught to them. And I think it's important to teach, you know, what is Diwali to even to all, you know, ethnicities and races and to everyone, because it is an inclusive holiday. It is a welcoming holiday. We welcome everyone to learn about Diwali. We don't exclude anyone. You know, if anyone wants to learn, I want them to learn what is the culture? What do we do? No, what does it mean? What is the tale of Diwali? How was it born? These are the things I want, you know, the children to learn. And this is something I had said even when I was at the proclamation. I gave the remarks that we need to teach our children about Diwali. We need to show what is it? What does it mean? Not just to, you know, the Indian community.
So not just having the day off as like a state holiday, but even leading up to it, it's something that the schools have to partner with, or at least just understanding, because it's the same with, like I said, I mean, even this week with Christmas, Hanukkah happens to be landing during this time. But I know my son's school district, before they took off from break, they did focus on, you know, hey, there are other holidays happening. There's Kwanzaa also happening. So I think what you're saying is, regardless if the day is off or not, this is something that the schools need to focus on as well. If you're going to focus on any holidays, you got to focus on all.
Right. And I think the state of Connecticut Department of Education has to work really hard on creating a flyer on explaining what Diwali is. I think what New York City did, and I go to New York City because they made that a school holiday. And I think they focused on making a flyer for all children. And I think it's important. They have a QR code where you can scan it and learn about it. So I think if you have a flyer there and you have, I don't know, 300, 400 flyers and you pass it all to the school districts, then you know about the holiday.
Mm,
I think some of the school districts do know it here. I know like Trumbull, South Windsor, Rocky Hill, Stanford now knows it, Greenwich knows it. It's becoming well known now. And I just want every school district like Southbury, Torrington, Wilkett, I want all these, every town, 169 towns to know about what Diwali is.
Right.
And just, I think if we can get that flyer, the State Department of Education can work with the school districts.
Interesting.
Then we're on board.
Well, Rajiv, it's going to be very interesting to see how the state legislature responds to the request of declaring it as a ceremonial state holiday. I'll be very encouraged to see what happens in 2025. And I hope that you will not be a stranger to WICC. I'd love to get an update.
Yeah, I definitely will give an update, and I want to thank WICC for having me on the air today to speak about Diwali. I think this was very important for me to explain what Diwali is.
Well, you're very welcome, Rajiv. We appreciate it, and thank you so much for coming in studio to talk about it. We are going to keep an eye on this, as I know you will and your whole team of Continental Empowerment Incorporated. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate it.